This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1436, 10 Toxic Personalities Living Inside You, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show that's all about helping you build better relationships, Optimal Relationships Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, here with you once again on a Wednesday, and this time with a post from markandangel.com. So if you're unfamiliar, they're a husband and wife team whose blog we've read from on, I believe, every show in the network. So their work is very versatile, very committed, and I'm happy to be sharing it once again. Let's hear what they have for us this time and start optimizing your life. 10 Toxic Personalities Living Inside You, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Unfortunately, we all have unhealthy personalities buried deep within us that have the potential to negatively impact our lives. Although we're all human and have our own personality issues, some issues are, quite frankly, toxic. They're toxic to our happiness, they're toxic to our relationships, they're toxic to our self-esteem, and they're toxic to our dreams. Here are 10 such personalities to look for in yourself and avoid. Number 1, the Negativity Committee. You can never fail in life or love. You just produce results. It's up to you how you interpret those results. Positive thinking is the ability to feel negative when you have to and still maintain enough hope to keep going. You cannot tailor-make the situations in life, but you can tailor-make the attitudes to fit those situations. You must view your life through a positive lens. Instead of slapping your forehead and asking, "What was I thinking?" you must breathe and ask the more encouraging question, "What was I learning?" Number 2, the Hoarder of Pain and Loss. One of the hardest lessons in life is letting go, whether it's guilt, anger, love, or loss. Change is never easy. You fight to hold on and you fight to let go. But oftentimes, letting go is the healthiest path forward. You've got to emotionally free yourself from the things that once meant a lot to you, so you can move beyond the past and the pain that it brings you. Number 3, the Jealous Competitor. Don't be jealous of others. Jealousy is the art of counting someone else's blessings instead of your own. Stop comparing your journey with everyone else's. Your journey is your journey, not a competition. You're in competition with one person and one person only, yourself. You're competing to be the best you can be. If you want to measure your progress, compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Number 4, the Mask. No matter what age, race, or gender you are, underneath all your external decorations, you are a pure, beautiful being. Each and every one of us are. We each have a light to shine and missions to accomplish. Celebrate being different, off the beaten path, a little on the weird side, your own special creation. If you find yourself feeling like a fish out of water, by all means, find a new river to swim in. But do not change who you are. Be who you are. Number 5, the Superficial Judge. Don't always judge a person by what they show you. Remember, what you've seen is oftentimes only what that person has chosen to show you, or what they were driven to show based on their inner stress and pain. Alas, when another person tries to make you suffer, it's usually because they suffer deep within themselves. Their suffering is simply spilling over. They do not need punishment or ridicule. They need help. Number 6, the Busybody. It is extremely healthy to spend time in solitude. You need to be alone sometimes, to think and relax in a peaceful environment where you're not defined by anyone else. Today, take some time out to take care of yourself. Number 7, the Perfectionist. As human beings, we often chase hypothetical, static states of perfection. We do so when we're searching for the perfect house, job, friend, or lover. The problem, of course, is that perfection doesn't exist in a static state. Because life is a continual journey, constantly evolving and changing, what's here today is not exactly the same tomorrow. That perfect house, job, friend, or lover. They'll eventually fade to the state of imperfection. But with a little patience and an open mind over time, that imperfect house evolves into a comfortable home. That imperfect job evolves into a rewarding career. That imperfect friend evolves into a steady shoulder to lean on. And that imperfect lover evolves into a reliable lifelong companion. Number 8, the Cheater. Cheating is a choice, not a mistake, and not an excuse. If you decide to cheat and you succeed in cheating someone out of something, Don't think that this person is a fool. Realize that this person trusted you much more than you ever deserved. Be bigger than that. Don't do immoral things simply because you can. Don't cheat. Be honest with yourself and everyone else. Do the right thing. Integrity is the essence of everything successful. Number 9. The victim. Don't let your dreams waste away on another person's promise. Stop giving opportunities to people who make you feel inferior and let you down as soon as it's convenient for them. Saying no to the wrong people gives you the time and resources required to say yes to the right people and the right opportunities. Stand up for yourself and take charge of your life. Number 10. The procrastinator. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. And the first step to living the life you want is slowly leaving the life that you don't want. Taking this first step is always the hardest. But then, each subsequent step gets easier and easier. And with each step, you get closer and closer to the life you seek. Until eventually, what had once been invisible starts to become visible. And what had once felt unattainable becomes a reality. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Toxic Personalities Living Inside You, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And thanks so much to Mark for this post that definitely should get us all thinking, This article feels like an uncomfortable, yet important mirror that we might choose to hold up to ourselves. You know, the word toxic might lead us to think more about how these personalities might apply to others than ourselves, but we don't need to be afraid of identifying these types of traits in anyone, including ourselves, as they're all born from pain rather than malice. Accepting these types of traits can actually be a really crucial first step to cultivating a sense of self-compassion and understanding, which is not the antithesis of making progress and healthy changes. Rather, self-compassion and understanding can accompany progress and be a really big part of personal growth. So it's important to remember that the more of our shortcomings we can take ownership of, the better of a position we'll be in to improve upon them and increase our emotional maturity, which of course improves your relationship with yourself as well as your relationships with others. So a lot to think about here today, everyone. I'm going to leave you to it. It's time to wrap up, but thank you so much for coming. And do be sure to return tomorrow for our parenting leg of the week, where we turn our sights towards parenting articles specifically. That's where your optimal life awaits.